the federal government plans to install 50,000 charging stations in Australian households to incentivise the take-up of electric vehicles. Centre Alliance's Rebecca Sharkey from the federal seat of Mayo joins me to share her perspective. Welcome, Rebecca. What do you make of this strategy?
Well, look, it's a welcome step forward. And if we go back to the last election, I think many people would remember when the Prime Minister said that, you know, there would be the ending of the weekend if we had electric vehicles. We need to improve our uptake in electric vehicles. I think last year it was about 1.7% of new car sales. If we compare that to many countries in Europe, it's around 50% of their cars that were purchased. So there's a lot more we can do. I think that the charging stations are welcome, but we should be looking at greater incentives for people to take up an electric vehicle, because it's the cost of the electric vehicle that is making it too big a hill to climb for many people. Other things that we should do, I don't know why we are not making electric vehicles in South Australia. Mm. We were for decades the car manufacturing powerhouse of the nation. We still have so many people with skills in that area, and we still have, Holden's mothballed. We have a lot of vehicle component manufacturers here that could easily pivot, but we do need to get some incentives out there for industry to perhaps be making electric cars. Don't forget, Australia is the place where most of the metals are mined for these electric vehicles. We should be making them too.
Why is it important that we find ways to transition faster to electric vehicles?
Well, we need to cut our emissions first and foremost, but secondly, the rest of the world is moving away from combustion engine production, and we know that many countries have set an end date for when you won't be able to buy those cars in those countries anymore, much larger countries than Australia. And so we could find ourselves a place where, if we don't have a lot of electric vehicle support in our nation, that there'll be very few cars to choose from in not too many decades away. So we really need to catch up to the rest of the world. And I think we should be leading the world in this as far as production and usage. So there's a lot more that can be done. We're starting a bit late. A lot of countries were working on this and thinking about this really the best part of two decades ago. So we have a lot of catch-up to do.
Right. And from what I understand, the state government is looking to have an electric vehicle tax. What's your take on this? Because I know the Australia Institute and some commentators say that that's actually stopping people from being incentivised to buy the cars.
Exactly. It's another reason for people not to have, when they're buying a new car, an electric vehicle on the suite of their short list of what they're looking for in a car. We actually need to be incentivising, not demonising people for looking at electric vehicles as their next family car. And if people know that they're perhaps going to be impacted upon by a special tax just for electric vehicles, it's just another reason why people are not going to purchase an electric vehicle. It just seems insane when we've got many nations across the world actually providing incentives for people to buy an electric car rather than disincentives.
We polled our listeners a little while back about this concept, and they were pretty divided, actually, because some people said, oh, well, how are we going to pay for roads and infrastructure and that sort of thing? Do you think EV car users would eventually be paying more road tax down the line, or how do you think it would work?
Well, look, I think we need to lift our percentage of electric vehicles before we even think about a tax for this. I mean, we're looking at, I think 1.7% for purchases last year. Some countries where they're now, the majority of cars on the road are electric vehicles, new cars, that is, they're then looking at, okay, well, how do we cover the cost of roads? But we also need to look at the fact that when you have an electric vehicle, your emissions are much lesser, so you're actually, doing good into the economy in that regard. There'll always be roads to cover, but I think that we need to first of all look at some carrots before we look at sticks in this regard. And I think it's quite a retrograde step for the state government to introduce an electric vehicle tax before we even have electric vehicles really, you know, out in the landscape.
The Member for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey, is with me. Applications are now open for a $22.5 million national funding stream. Tell us about this.
Well, this is really exciting. I think this is for our office, maybe round five or round six of the Stronger Communities program. We held a grant writing workshop last week. I'm still in quarantine, so I did that from my kitchen table. What it is we've got $150,000 to spend. The government, the federal government, to their credit, recognises that many organisations might not have 50-50 funding to be able to contribute towards this, and so it can now be for the whole of the project cost. So we're looking for projects across the community and for funding up to a maximum of $20,000. Between $2,500 and $20,000, we can spread that $150,000 across up to 20 projects. Over the years, we've had some fantastic projects put to us. So basically, it's a really simple application process. It's a one-page online document. If you jump on my website, rebeccasharkey.com.au, it's on there under the November Mayo Grants newsletter. And organisations have until the 10th of December to get those in. I then have an independent panel that shortlists those and goes back to the selected grant recipients, and then they need to fill out a bit more paperwork. But it's a really simple grant process. And for those organisations that are maybe not lucky, really keen to work with them to see how else we can get that funding for that project in.
What sort of projects in the past have been able to get funding through this scheme?
Well, we've had a wide variety, such as down at Goolwa. I think it was the Uniting Church. They've got a great hall there that they provide meals to people from the community. They receive funding to do their kitchen out at Oat Bank. At Iron Bank, I remember we did a trailer a couple of years ago for the community to be bushfire ready. So it's got food in there and medication in the fridge, and it's you know, ready to go in case of emergency. There's been some fantastic projects, you know, just those little projects that help a community hall or a footy club or a, you know, right across our community. We've been able to fund small community gyms, just lots of variety. And we try and the focus of the Stronger Communities is to outreach as much as possible into the community. So you want a project to have as wide an application across the community as possible. I remember down in Waiponga, it funded some barbecues at a nature playground there on the main street, and I love driving past and seeing that in action. But I'm very clear that I don't pick the winners here. We do get that independent assessment panel to go through the shortlist, but I am also really keen to work with any community group to see if they're not successful with Stronger Communities, how else can we get some funds through the door.
And you reckon when it comes to writing a grant application, it's about telling a story?
It is telling a story. And when we had the grant writing workshop, I was really keen to emphasise that it's about, you know, don't chase the funds. Work out what the project is that you want to do. And it might be a series of projects within a community, but just get the story together of what that project could do, how many other groups it could help within your community. So it might be that if you are able to put in a new kitchen, that you can do family and community meals on a Friday night, that you can have a warm space for a new knitting group to come and spend some time within that unused hall. Maybe you can start holding a kinder gym within there. So it's about telling the story about what your project could create, the benefit to the community. And once once you can work out that and then you do some costings, and it's really just about getting project ready. So get your story together about what you want to create, get some accurate costings done on how much it's going to cost, and you're really halfway there.
Brilliant. And you'll have some notes up on your website, a little cheat sheet soon.
Well, we have them up on the website pretty soon. That's the PDF of my presentation that I did at the grant writing workshop. But if people want to email me, it's rebecca.sharkey.mp@aph.gov.au, or you can just click the contact button on my website and we'll make sure that we get that to you directly.
Thanks so much for your time today, Rebecca Sharkey.
Brilliant. Good to talk to you. Thanks, Jenny.